Radio Prague News. Sir Nicholas Winton is to receive the Order of the White Lion, the Czech Republic's highest state distinction. The parties of the ruling coalition are finalising the details of the draft civil service law, and the Czech Food Inspection Office has issued a health warning with regard to cherry tomatoes imported from Morocco. Sir Nicholas Winton, who saved the lives of 669 children by bringing them out of German-occupied Czechoslovakia on the eve of the Second World War, is to receive the Order of the White Lion, the Czech Republic's highest state distinction. President Miloš Zeman's office announced the news on the occasion of Sir Nicholas Winton's 105th birthday. Winton organized train transports of Jewish children from Czechoslovakia to Britain in 1939, securing departure permits from the German authorities, entry permits from Britain, and their admission to British families. The children would otherwise have ended up in concentration camps and gas chambers. Czech top officials have repeatedly nominated Sir Nicholas Winton for the Nobel Peace Prize. The three parties of the ruling coalition are meeting to finalise the details of a draft law on the civil service. The bill, which will set down rules governing the civil service and determine the status of the country's 80,000 or so civil service employees, should help secure a professional, efficient and non-corrupt administration. The Czech Republic is the only EU member state which has so far failed to implement such a legislation, which has elicited strong criticism from Brussels. The Czech Food Inspection Office has issued a health warning with regard to cherry tomatoes imported from Morocco, which may cause indigestion, vomiting and stomach cramps. The warning comes from the French authorities, where 16 people suffered severe indigestion problems after consuming this particular brand of cherry tomatoes. According to the Food Inspection Office, over 50,000 kilos of these tomatoes were imported to the Czech Republic. They're being sold in the Kaufland Villa and Penny Market chains. Potentially contaminated batches were sold after April 20th. A three-year research project on the state of Czech's health conducted by Masaryk University concludes that poor eating habits and a lack of physical activity negatively affect people's health as they grow older, with people over 50 at high risk. This concerns particularly natural age-related changes such as loss of muscle tissue, bone density and internal fat stored up around vital organs, which progress faster due to a poor lifestyle. The research conducted on 3,000 people shows that Czechs over 50 generally get little physical activity, do not walk enough, and often move at a slower pace than their fitter compatriots elsewhere. The renowned Czech painter and graphic artist Adriana Šimotová has died in Prague at the age of 87. Šimotová launched her career in the early 1960s to become one of the most distinguished artists on the Czech art scene during the latter half of the 20th century. Her early lyrical landscape motifs were later replaced by a single major theme, the human body. Her works included painting, textile collage, graphic art, drawing, frottage, installation and pigment drawing, for which she won numerous foreign and Czech awards. Her works can be seen in Tokyo, Paris or Stockholm. The Czech Finance Ministry on Monday launched its spring issue of government bonds worth around 5 billion Czech crowns. It is offering investors three different maturities. Interest in the bonds is said to be considerable. The ministry, which has spring and autumn bond sales, plans to issue 20 to 50 billion crowns worth of retail bonds in 2014. The gross borrowing need for this year is expected to be around 400 billion crowns. To date, the state has issued retail bonds worth 87.6 million crowns, or 5% of the overall state debt. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. We can expect sunny skies and unseasonably high temperatures as the week progresses, with afternoon highs hitting 28 degrees on Wednesday and 29 on Thursday. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.